Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Chief General Risenga Maluleke, Statistician General at the Statistics South Africa. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Let me greet you and greet the JFM listener.
And thank you for that. All right. So after a bit of a delay, Stats South Africa have released the latest unemployment data, which shows, unfortunately, a record rate of joblessness. Give us the overview here.
Let me start off by saying that for us, whether the number is high or low, we have to make it public. Mm-hmm. And the public must always know. But let us get straight to the issues. The one thing is we have the number of those that are employed as of the fourth quarter of 2021, having increased from the third quarter by 262,000. So now sitting at 14.5 million people. And the number of those that are unemployed as well has increased by 278,000 to 7.9 million. Sorry. And this 7.9 million is the one that represents the unemployment rate official, sitting at 35.3%, which is an up by 0.4 of a percentage point from the previous quarter. Having said so, the 7.9 million people plus the 3.8 million people plus another 800,000 who didn't work but would have taken up employment had it been available come to 12.5 million, which is what we call the expanded definition. Sitting at 46.2% as the expanded unemployment rate.
In terms of your area, it's quite an interesting or difficult to understand where your responsibility begins and ends to a greater extent. Because the next question I was going to ask you is, well, then now I can understand, given these numbers, why even though it's a small number, the 350 Rand grant needs to continue. But actually, that's not your field at all. Your responsibility, I would imagine, is to just understand and decode the facts on the ground. Is that correct?
Certainly, Howard. We don't get into the policy space, and we don't get policymakers influencing the numbers. Our job is to measure what is sustaining on the ground and inform the nation.
That must be quite difficult, though, because as humans and as people who care, and this is you're playing a very important role in impacting policy, because you're presenting the facts so that people can make the decisions based on accurate information, it still must be quite difficult to, I hate the expression, but stay in your lane.
Well, we have done it for ages, and we are managed by international best practice as well as the Statistics Act, which is our law in the country. So it's one thing that is quite interesting is to make sure that these numbers are not influenced in either way. We don't release them to anyone or share them with anyone until they are equally publicly to the nation. So that's our leaders of industry, our policymakers in parliament or in government, get the numbers equally like any other member of the public when they are being.
That is fascinating, because that means that they don't have the ability, or they can't even be tempted to try and influence the outcome because it's released at the same time. That is really fascinating. Is that the reason that happens?
Well, it has never happened in our country, but the United Nations Fundamental Principles of Official Statistics, once we agreed as nations of the world, leading statistical agencies, that we want to have equal release for everyone, was because in some countries it had happened previously. But in our country it has never happened, Howard.
Right. Very, very interesting and very important. The reality, though, is that we have a very, very significant problem if we look at these numbers?
Well, for us at Status Say, we release the numbers, we leave the challenges and the problems to members of the public through commentators like you, Howard.
Right.
But because if we start feeling these numbers are too high or too low and we get emotionally attached to them, we will start shying away from making them public. And once we shy away, we will have lost our independence.
You're absolutely right. Really, really interesting and such an important conversation. Chief General Risenga Maluleke, who's a statistician general at Statistics South Africa, talking about the unemployment statistics. What do they look like? Thank you for joining us this morning.